Welcome, everybody. Share number 1249 in the writing. It's share number 401. Okay, we started talking about the reference to somebody washed for bread, and they're eating a meal. What is covered? What's not covered? Which foods are covered? Which foods are not covered? Okay, so lemaisim, it's like this. So we spoke about the bread part, and we spoke about the main foods, which are covered, right? Chicken, fish, all that type of stuff, the main staple foods. What about the condiments? The condiments like ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, right? That's not real main staple foods. So in reference to the condiments which are added to food for flavor, I put it on for flavor. It's like really there for tainug a little bit, if you want to think about it, right? So for example, like ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, these type of things, spices, whatever the case is. So even though the items themselves are not made for satiation or for fulfillment of a meal, since they are strictly there to add flavor to the item that they are put on, right? Therefore, and that item is usually going to be an item which is a main staple food. Therefore, no extra bracha is needed on the condiments. In other words, I put ketchup on the potatoes or whatever, on the chicken, right? Okay, salt is one thing, but you have mayonnaise. So the same thing would be if one puts, let's say I have horseradish, I want to put horseradish on my fish. Do I need a separate horseradish on the, a separate bracha on the horseradish, right? The horseradish is not a main staple food again, right? So the same thing would be if one puts horseradish on the fish. No extra bracha is needed, as the horseradish is there strictly to enhance the fish, right? It's a tuffle in general. Like when you have ikav tuffle, it's a tuffle. It's subordinate to the fish, and no extra bracha is needed because it's included in the fish, and the food, the fish is already included in the hamotzi. So since it's already covered by the hamotzi, therefore anything that's a tuffle to that would be included to any type of condiments, these type of things, ketchup, horseradish, mustard, these type of things. Now, the same halacha would apply to foods which are eaten strictly to enhance or to whet the appetite. Now, you do have sometimes some foods, there are actually some drinks, some things. Say, I'm not going to get into various different examples right now, but one example that's brought down is grapefruit, there's some that eat it to whet the appetite. In other words, it opens up, gets the juices flowing, the appetite juices flowing, the intestinal juices flowing, if you want to call it, whatever the case is. So no extra bracha is needed on that fruit. If somebody eats it for that reason, since it's used in conjunction with the meal by enhancing the appetite. So for example, like we said, if one is eating a grapefruit. Grapefruit is an example that's brought down. Rabbanan brings it down in the Sefer that sometimes a grapefruit a person could eat for, it could be served in the beginning of the meal. Now, I don't want to mix everything up as far as an appetizer. Appetizers are a separate story. We have to talk about how it works. We're talking about now strictly a grapefruit that one eats in the beginning of the meal, and strictly they're eating it to get the digestion juices flowing and to whet their appetite, to get the appetite going. So there's some that want to say that a grapefruit would do the job, as they say in English, right? So if one eats even though a grapefruit is a fruit, for that reason, to wet the appetite, then a bracha would not be required because of the fact that the grapefruit is really in conjunction with the meal and it becomes like a part of the meal. Not like, but it becomes a part of the meal because it's supposed to be doing the job of getting the appetite going. So in the above case, though, the Sefer Yisrael Lachas brings down that if one is eating it for, they should have kavana that I'm eating this grapefruit, to get the appetite going. If somebody, eats it just like this, then you're running into a question of a bracha. Now I have to say I did talk to the Mechaber of Sefer Yisrael Lachas, Rav Friedman, a while back. So going back a while back, and he brought out there's some poskim that taka say that today. This whole thing with wetting the appetite and the fruits, grapefruit or whatever it is that's there that some people use to get the appetite going today really doesn't apply and people don't do it for that reason. They eat the grapefruit. I want a grapefruit. And it's not really, one has nothing to do with the other. That there's some Paiskim who say like that. So that's a separate issue. But it is brought down like that. Rabbanan does bring it down in his Sefer. Sefer HaTzalachos also brings it down like that. It's just something he mentioned to me privately, but he does bring it down in the Sefer. So in that case, if the taka eating something that's there to get the appetite going, so then what, a bracha would not be needed. Now, another thing is if one eats a side dish to the meat, then also no extra bracha would be needed, even though there might be some fruits in the side dish. Sometimes you could have, like, for a good example, like an apple strudel, and it's a strict, a lot of times person's eating a dish, especially you go to a simcha, bar mitzvah, chasn, they'll give you a piece of chicken and they have like a little apple strudel type thing on the side, which is subordinate, it's part of mamish, it's eaten together with the chicken, it's a side dish, so then it's like it's part of the main dish. So many times this I'm calling it apple strudel, but it could be any type of a little bit, might have some fruits in it, but it's more like it's a mezonos type of a thing, but again it's eaten as a side dish. So this apple strudel type thing that's given as a side dish, the person is not eating it as a dessert. It would, if it's eaten as a dessert, it's a separate question because the mezonos part, how to work. We're not going to get into that right now. But if it's strictly eaten, you know, together with the chicken and the meat and all that, and it becomes it's a tuffle to that, it's a side dish. So then no extra bracha would be needed on that. In any case, although the apple strudel would be questionable, like I said, if it's eaten as a dessert, how to work with it. But again, we'll talk about that in upcoming shiurim. These type of foods that are served as side dishes, you know, even though eaten alone could be questionable, but the fact that it's part of the, it's side dish and it's eaten with the chicken and the meat and so on, so therefore no extra bracha is needed on that item as it's part of the main dish, the main staple food. Thank you for listening. Aslocham Rocha Kol Tuv.